and the wind has
ceased.
Okay. Or if the clothes, if you had some clothes hanging on the line, then you went out and they were lying in the yard, you'd say, well, the wind must have
blew hard.
Uh-huh. And it started to rain and the wind began to
cease.
Or, no, the wind began to
blow harder.
Uh-huh. What if the wind had been gentle and was getting stronger? You'd say it
was that'd be an increase of the wind.
Uh-huh. The wind is doing what?
Blowing harder.
Mm-hmm. And you say the wind's from this direction. You say it's
southwest.
The wind is
coming from the southwest.
Uh-huh. A wind halfway between south and east you'd call a
southeast.
And east and north?
Northeast.
And west and north?
Northwest.
And say it was so cold last night that the pipes
froze.
And
burst.
And I was going to do something about them, but the pipes had already
froze again.
Uh-huh. And had
burst.
And if it gets much colder, the pipes might
still burst again.
Uh-huh, because the water would
expand.
The water would
freeze.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you right now, that's the difference in iron pipe and plastic pipe. Plastic pipe won't burst as quick as iron will.
Hmm.
Now, I'll tell you the reason of that is iron won't give.
Mm-hmm.
It'll burst. And won't give a plastic pipe. Why, if it freezes, why, it's got a good chance to yield.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody will tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
But the plastic pipe, it's not a slave now. It's a whole lot easier to run over it or something.
Mm-hmm.
When it's cold and burst it or crack it or something like that, it's like mm-hmm. you got under the ground. It's guaranteed for 20 years under the ground.
Hmm. I didn't know that.
Look, the ice, you know, it expands, the water mm-hmm. expands when it freezes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that plastic pipe will take care of the expansion
mm-hmm.
of the water in. And a metal pipe, that metal pipe will hold it until it has to burst
mm-hmm.
to give it a chance to get out.
If it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you say last night we had
a freeze.
What if it's not as hard as a freeze? You say we had a light?
A light freeze or a heavy frost.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a frost and a freeze?
Well, it's the freeze is a higher temperature than frost. A lower temperature.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you mean. You say it's so cold that the lake
froze over.
What if there's just thin ice around the edge? You say the lake?
Well, it just froze out so far.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever say it skimmed over or scaled over?
A thin skin of ice over there, around the edges of the lake.
Uh-huh. And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having
a drought.
And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down would be called you have a whole lot of rain just coming down.
Downpour.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
Flood.
Uh-huh. What if there's thunder and lightning in it?
That's an electrical storm.
Mm-hmm. And if it's raining but not very hard, you'd say you had
just a nice, moderate rain.
Uh-huh. Any special names for it?
Well, just a light rain.
Mm-hmm. Well, this morning we had a little
just a sprinkle.
Uh-huh. The sprinkles is not very much rain, is it? Or
no, just a little. Just like the swamp. Well, that was a fog this morning, yeah. We didn't
uh-huh.
get no rain. We didn't get no rain. That was a fog.
This morning it was
foggy.
What about a drizzle or a shower?
Well, that's a drizzle, just a light sprinkle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about a shower?
Well, that's just a light rain.
Uh-huh. You call that a
light rain.
What's the difference, a sprinkle and a...
Well, the only difference is the drops in the sprinkle is smaller than the one in the shower.
Uh-huh. What about something with real fine drops that you can't hardly see?
Well, that's a sprinkle or a mist.
Uh-huh. Well, that's all I wanted to ask you.